You know what I've been thinking about? I've been thinking about us too. About our people living like pigs and good rich land laying fallow. Or maybe one guy with a million acres and 100,000 farmers starving. Sooner or later they get me for one thing, if not for another. Until then, well, as long as I'm an outlaw anyways, maybe I can do something. Maybe I can just find out something. Just scrounge around and maybe find out what it is that's wrong. And see if ain't something can be done about it.
Salute to all the hardworking individuals all across the world. Yeah, we salute you. Look.
I saw my mother get up and go to work every day, struggling for less than minimum wage. Pain in her back, arthritis in her hands, knees weak from years, and her feet could barely stand. Saw my father busting ass just to make ends meet. An independent businessman raised in the streets, a hardworking soul, hands scarred and burned. A veteran who taught me the value of money earned. Call them regular folk, but to me they'd be exceptional. They gave me hope and made me feel special, so I honor them by working since the age of 10. And I'ma never quit fighting for them till the end. The ghost of Time Joe, carry the heavy load. I'll reap what I sow and travel the lonely road. Avenging Jim Casey like a knight in the light, and bring the greedy to the knees, the wrath of the people's plight.
So he ain't got a soul of his own, just a little piece of a big soul. The one big soul that belongs to everybody.
Saw my dad get up, go to work every day. So when I got my contract, he didn't have much to say. Didn't understand at first, thought that he was hating, or maybe that was his own way of communicating. Then it hit me, success that comes too quickly never lasts. The ones that work for it uplift me. The guy that serves your coffee, or the one that pumps your gas, or the one we should celebrate, people have some class. Most wealthy people I know are assholes, but my friends in education, I look at them as pros. They're the ones responsible for giving kids knowledge, but they pay who's the price of a can of furniture polish. You gotta earn it regardless. That's how I was brought up, with my backs against the wall. I do things I never thought of. For the future generation, you know our sons and daughters, show them the value of hard work and earning every quarter.
Wherever there's a fight so hungry people can eat, I'll be there. Wherever there's a cop beating up a guy,
I see the common man being played against each other by the 1% who want us to forget we brothers. Unions unite to protect the workers' rights, so the people won't be exploited all their life. We need a new deal to heal and end the depression. Until then, I'ma keep fighting oppression. This is for my people picking fruit in the field, for the farmers and the drivers delivering the yield, to the cooks at the shelter preparing the meals, for the downtrodden soul who needs health to heal. In the real world, work comes with aches and pains, so I don't really give a damn about your riches or fame. It's a shame you can get paid more playing a game than educating youth or putting out flames and saving lives. Open your eyes, we need change. Celebrate the heroes and break the chains.
I'll be in the way guys yell when they're mad. I'll be in the way kids laugh when they're hungry and they know supper's ready. And when the people are eating the stuff they raise, living in the houses they build, I'll be there too.